As part of a hope and healing project, StoryCorps spent time recording conversations at hospitals across Utah. These stories reveal the courage and resiliency of the human spirit. Interviews are provided courtesy StoryCorps. Cindy Henry reminisces with her 91-year-old father, Jim Greer, about how his singing to her as a child added joy and peace to her life. As an imaging tech at a Utah hospital, Cindy now sings to young patients to help calm their fears.
When you were little, I sang a lot of songs to you.
I know. You loved to sing to us. Why did you like singing to kids, Dad?
Well, I like to sing to begin with. That's probably the reason it's satisfying me. But I really think that it comforts a child, you know, the real little ones. I think it comforts them to just hear a voice and something kind of melodious. And, of course, there are some other songs that we used to sing back then. When new kids would come in and with a scratched up knee because they fell down or something like that, a song was always something that kind of
helped us feel a little better about.
Yeah, you feel better about life.
I do remember, though, having asthma so bad as a kid, and there were nights where I just couldn't get to sleep because I couldn't breathe, and you'd come in and you'd sit by the bed and you'd sing, and it really made a difference for me. It calmed me down and helped me to at least to relax enough so I could breathe.
Yeah.
I've also helped sing while I work at the hospital and take care of kids. Even today, I'll sing to them. Going back into x-ray, we keep the rooms dark because we need to be able to see where the lights are for to take an x-ray. And there's just this great big machine in there, and it's darker. If you're a little person, you're like, what's going to happen in here, you know? And we've had little kids in lab that, you know, they're scared and they have to get their blood drawn. Now I think that's scarier than getting an x-ray. And I will go into lab and help hold a child, and then I will start singing to that child too, just to help calm them, because I do know it has helped. One thing I have learned, that sometimes I'll ask the kids, do you have favorite songs? Do you want to listen to music? I had one cute little boy who came in for a CT scan, and he was scared and wasn't sure what I was going to be doing. And he said, I like superheroes. And I said, do you have a favorite? And he said, I like Spider-Man. And I'm like, well, we can sing Spider-Man. And so I sang him, Spider-Man, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can, spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man. Now, again, I always apologize to the kids. I'm like, I'm sorry, but they are actually happy to sing. They just need to feel it's okay. When you would sing to us as kids, I learned how important music was. And with my kids, you know, they've taught me a lot. One of the songs you love singing was You Are My Sunshine. Do you know, as a kid, I thought that meant sun, like S-O-N.
Uh-huh.
And so I even called my boy, it was Sunshine, S-O-N, not S-U-N. And I sang that song to them. You know that one.
Oh, yeah.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray.
I love you, Daddy.
I feel the same way.
That was imaging tech Cindy Henry, speaking with her father, Jim Greer. Their story and other segments of the StoryCorps Hope and Healing Project on Utah Public Radio can be heard online at upr.org.